Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Bird Show.
I do appreciate when companies take a look at the tradition of working 9 to 5, you know, 5 days a week, and they look at it and they're like, you know what, maybe that worked back in the day, but nowadays things are different, so maybe we should do something different. There are some companies now that have been experimenting with 4-day work weeks. Yay! Right? And here's another trend that is starting to happen right now that hasn't taken off just yet, but people are starting to dabble in it. It's working 9 to 5 in solid chunks just doesn't work as much. So instead now, people are working until late afternoon, then they're skipping out early, then they're taking an extended break, and they're logging back in before they go to bed to finish up. So I don't know if this works or not, but let me explain. So the term for it is called a triple peak day because there are 3 different times when productivity spikes now. There used to be 2 peaks, 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. Now there's a third one around 10 o'clock. So basically, people are using their flex hours to leave work early. You go ahead, you beat the traffic, or you go and you pick up your kids, and then they're logging back on at home before bed to finish a project or deal with like leftover emails or anything like that. So would you be into it or not?
I kind of already do that. It's not 10 p.m., but it's 8 p.m. So after, you know, we do here and have our post show and then go off and do our thing, and then after I put Jimmy to bed, I, at 8 o'clock, get back on and like finalize stuff or send emails or, you know, finish up a project or something like that.
Yeah, I think because we do what we do and we start so early, we kind of fall into this category accidentally.
Yeah, for me, like that would work because I don't know what it is about like the hours of like 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. I don't know if it's just because like that's when I'm not eating and all I can, I'm like thinking on like an empty stomach, but those are the hours where I feel like I can't get anything done. So I feel like it makes a ton of sense.
I think this is great for the average working person because I know there are a lot of times when you can't do a lot of things because of the fact that work is like the entire day. So a lot of the chores, a lot of the things with the kids you can't do. So it's like this opens up an opportunity for you to have a window to do it and then still get your work done by the end of the day. I can see how management doesn't love it, but I think it's good for people.
Well, you know, like biohackers and scientists now are saying your mind doesn't work like this, like just working 8 straight hours or whatever, 9 hours with 1 hour break. It doesn't work like that. Like you should be taking 10-minute breaks every hour, as they say, is the most effective way to do it. Management doesn't love this idea, though, because they say it delays everything. And if they send someone an email at 3:30, then they might not hear back for 7 hours. And if they schedule a meeting at 4, half the staff is already gone.
What I love about this, though, is that I saw a comparison recently. And you know, like if a whale is kept in captivity, like the fin flops over sort of thing, and they're miserable because they're not in the right environment. And someone goes, well, look at humans. This is not the environment that we're supposed to live in naturally. Mm. We're not supposed to be confined to a cubicle for a 9 to 5. Mm-hmm. No wonder there's so much like depression running rampant and people are unhappy because we're not in a natural quote unquote habitat. Right. So allowing those breaks and to have more of a flexible schedule that suits how your brain works, I think is great. And you're going to see happier workers because of it.
I love it. All right, so let's get into this email here because he lives a long ways away, right? And she was thinking that, hey, not really sure that he's so involved that he would even care if I want to change our kid's last name.
First, I want to clarify that my desire to change my son's last name wasn't intended to erase my ex-husband's identity from his life, but to symbolize the unified family that my son, my current husband, and I are. I believe this change would help my son feel like he's more a part of the family structure that we've built together. However, I've taken into consideration that my son may one day want to have a deeper relationship with his biological father, and having shared a last name might be important to him then. However, I also think that as years go on, his bond with my current husband will grow deeper and deeper, and having his last name may also be important to my son.
We're going to throw another however in there. Mm-hmm. However.
Lots of howevers. Lots of hypotheticals.
All that said, given the current situation and my ex-husband's negative reaction, I've decided not to pursue a legal name change for my son right now. I've come to realize that escalating this issue could cause unnecessary tension and stress, not just for the adults involved, but for my son as well. My goal is, and always has been, to protect him and create a positive and peaceful environment for him to grow up in. But I have discussed this with my current husband, and we've decided to use my son's proposed new last name in our daily lives informally. This way, he gets to experience the unity and bond of sharing the same last name without the legal hassle or the risk of upsetting his biological father. Maybe we will revisit in a couple of years, and if my son decides later in life on his own that he wants to make this change legally, we will support his decision fully.
This sounds confusing if I'm the child.
Really?
Sounds real confusing.
Well, nothing should be confusing right now because they're not going to do anything. Everything's going to stay as is.
No, she said that. They're going to start using the new hubby's last name, current husband's last name, informally around the house. So dude's not going to know what his last name is, really.
But when do you use your child's last name around the house?
Only when he's in trouble.
That is true.
You get that full government name.
Oh, then it's going to backfire. Anytime he's in trouble, he's going to be called, you know, yeah, John Smith or something. And he knows if he's up to something bad, he gets called that last name.
I remember being a kid and wanting to change my name for a while because my entire family had a different last name than me. But as I got older, my name was such a part of my identity that I feel like I would have regretted it had I changed it then. I don't think they should mess with it.
Yeah, I just don't understand how you would informally use the new last name around your kid. I don't even see how the kid would be aware of a change like that.
Maybe they just mean like when they send out Christmas cards, like sending it from the Smiths and yeah, kind of including him in that sort of without explicitly saying something. But yeah, it does seem weird that they are going to use this last name around the house. How bizarre.
Right. It's going to be confusing, I think, for the kid.
Hey, The Bird Show.